Dr. Lincoln Berland of the University of Alabama took a very close look at the impact of those unexpected abnormalities that can show up during a CT or MRI or even an X-ray. When we spoke to him in 2012, he said that the fear of litigation or just the fear of uncertainty can often lead to unnecessary treatments.
They're so common and they're so frequent that they lead to a large number of additional examinations and even procedures. And even though commonly the approach is or the culture is to be better safe than sorry, in fact, people don't fully appreciate that sometimes you're putting patients at greater risk and incurring greater costs by pursuing these incidental findings, most of which turn out to be completely insignificant.
You have a great nickname for these. What do you call them?
We call them incidentalomas, at least our slang for them is that.
So are these things that these incidentalomas, are they found when, you know, let's say I'm getting an MRI for one reason, and this is a totally different finding, or are these usually kind of attached to whatever you're looking for?
No, sort of the definition of an incidental finding is something that is unexpected when you're looking for something else. And the problem is that because it's not related to the particular condition you're looking for, it's hard to know whether it's important or not, because often the findings just aren't clear enough to understand immediately what it is, whether it's a small tumor, just a cyst, or something like that.
So how frequently do radiologists find incidentalomas?
Extremely frequently. The quality of CT and MRI and other imaging studies has increased so dramatically that it's possible to see small things that we just couldn't see early in the days of these imaging modalities. So in older patients, there is something on almost everybody. In sort of an average asymptomatic population, there may be findings in as many as 40% of patients. When you sort of sort those out and try to figure out which ones might be important, then sometimes you're concerned about as many findings in 5% of patients. So they're extremely common.
Mm-hmm. So in the report, you write that part of the problem regarding incidental findings is that doctors are often unwilling to accept uncertainty, even when there's little chance that the finding is serious. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that.
A common example would be a renal cyst. Renal cysts occur in the majority of adults, and they're small and they're dark on the CT scans. And when they're small, you can't really tell whether they're solid or cystic. A cyst is not important at all and doesn't need to be followed up. If you have a cyst that happens to be a little brighter, just from a single scan, you might not know whether that's a solid lesion or just a cyst that has a little blood clot in it that's also not significant. So these are the kinds of things we encounter on a day-to-day basis. The issue is what to do about them. So there's this psychology that says that, well, you know, if there is a tiny fraction of 1% of a chance that this could be a tumor that 10 years from now could grow and kill the patient, I'm going to say something about it and have them do something about it. Well, that means that, you know, 99.9% of the time you're going to be doing other exams that could expose the patient to risk, the risk of intravenous contrast material, allergic reaction, leading to further operations and other kinds of conditions. So on average, you're really hurting more people than you're helping by following findings like that that are so unlikely to be anything important.
So why are doctors so unwilling to accept uncertainty?
I think it's part of the medical culture. And if you ask many physicians, though, what they're likely to say is that they want to be better safe than sorry, or they're very concerned that if it turns out to be anything in future years, that they might have a malpractice suit brought mm-hmm. against them. So what's constantly brought up by doctors is the risk of medical malpractice litigation, when I actually think personally that it's simply the psychology. Patients are unwilling to accept the uncertainty. Physicians are unwilling to accept the uncertainty. People don't look at things as a statistical issue. They look at something as what's happening to an individual patient. And if there's any chance that something is important, they want to pursue it without giving enough thought, in my opinion, to what the potential risks are versus the potential benefits.
Dr. Lincoln Berland is a professor emeritus and vice chairman for quality improvement and patient safety at the Department of Radiology at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. And if you've had one of those low-cost scans, we'd love to hear about the experience. Post your story at our Facebook page, or you can contact us via our Sound Medicine website. That's soundmedicine.org.
Sound Medicine's coverage of advances in cancer research and therapies is presented in part by Roche Diagnostics, doing now what patients need next.